basically, anything you want to say, anything and everything, and if it's weird and random and doesn't make any sense, that's fine. Okay? Okay. Free for all Friday, go ahead.
Yeah, man. I mean, I just got off work, and I'm sitting in. I heard you guys say it's supposed to thunderstorm, right?
Yeah.
Tonight? Well, man, that completely ruins my plans, because me and my buddies were throwing a kegger that was supposed to happen tonight around 8 o'clock, and we had some tiki torches, and we were going to put them outside, you know, so that way things in my house don't get broke. Well, I mean, now that means I got to let the people in my house and take the chance of everything in my house getting broke or stolen or whatever, because I was going to take the party outside. Now, because of the rain, man, it's got to be inside.
And the tiki torches. No, you can move the tiki torches inside.
Yeah, move it inside, you know, but a little one-bedroom house, you know, come on, man. So the weather completely ruined the plans, and now I don't know what I'm going to do. I already bought the tiki torches. I already had the plans set up. Things are supposed to be popping off tonight. Now I don't know what I'm going to do because of the rain.
Just buy a bunch of garbage bags and string them across your backyard or something.
Yeah, I think that might work, kind of like the rednecks do, you know, with their clothes and everything. I'm just at the
exactly.
Telephone wires type. That might work out, but...
You can make it happen, man.
Anyways, that's pretty much what's on my mind.
I have faith in you, man. You can pull it off.
Yeah, I might be able to.
All right, good luck.
Yep.
Yeah, see, the Kansas City Royals are wanting to spend, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to put a rolling carport over the stadiums, or Arrowhead and Kauffman.
What?
So, you've seen that conceptual design, right?
Of
the rolling carport.
Even though, like, two games a year are rained out.
If you have a carport, you could perfectly utilize that as a way to shield the patrons. 539-9750 or 238-0975. It's Free For All Friday, so whatever you want to talk about, let's do it. Go ahead.
More people are killed in the United States every year by tipping vending machines over on themselves than by shark attack.
That is impressive. You know what? And I really don't. Sometimes I hear people throw these statistics around, you know, all the time, and you're like, "Well, I don't know about that." But yeah. With the vending machine one, someone in our building is going to be killed, not by the vending not by the vending machine, but by the refrigerator on top of the vending machine. There's a little one of those, you know, little office refrigerators on top of the vending machine.
That's just hazardous to do that.
Yeah, and the vending machine never drops the food item. So when you're shaking the vending machine trying to get your Twix, you have to put your hand up to hold the refrigerator as you violently shake it back and forth.
That's just asking for somebody to be killed right there.
Yeah, see, when you put the cookie crunch in with the caramel, you know, even the dangers of the vending machine with the refrigerator on top can't keep people away.
Bad things happen.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, see ya.
See ya. For a while, weren't there clay pots on top of the refrigerator or something?
Clay pots?
Yeah, there's like little clay pots with candles in them. We had them for something.
On top of the refrigerator.
On top of the refrigerator. For a while, those were on top of the refrigerator. So you're shaking the vending machine back and forth, holding the refrigerator so it doesn't fall off, and then hoping that the ceramic candle holders that are on top of it all just don't fall down on you. It's Free For All Friday. Anything you say goes. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Well, I woke up this morning with a crook in my neck. So I went to AutoZone to get some biscuits and gravy, but they didn't have any boots in my size, and now I'm late to work.
Wow, man. I think I think I'm even more messed up in the head now than I was before.